The Hayes Advantage with Kathleen Hayes and Vonnie Quinn. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
We are joined now by Ataman Ozalidrim. He's an economist at the Conference Board to look at leading indicators just out at 10 o'clock. Also existing home sales, jobless claims, so much eco information today. Good morning, Ataman. First time in the studio with us.
Good morning, Kathleen. Thanks for having me.
Super. So leading indicators rose by 0.1%. We know that as long as they're higher, as long as there's a positive change in the leading indicators, there's 10 of them, it signals growth 3 to 6 months down the road. But it seems to me when you look in the report, the amount that things are getting better is slowing. Is the economy, is this signaling a little loss of momentum as the year wears on?
Right. The December number showed a little loss in momentum, but we like to look at the LEI, or the leading economic index, over its short-term trend, say over the last 6 months or so. And when we look at that trend, there is a more momentum building. Its annualized rate of change is about 7%, and 70% of the components, 7 out of 10 components, have been rising over the 6 months. So despite this month-to-month volatility, the overall trend is pointing to gathering momentum for the U.S. economy.
Where are the weaknesses?
The weaknesses are concentrated a little bit more in the real side of the economy. The main positive components this month were the financial indicators, the leading credit index, the stock market, and of course the interest rate spread. But the weaknesses came from the consumer side, the consumer's outlook for the economy and the business conditions, as well as the unemployment insurance claims were down in December.
And of course, they was pretty steady last week, up by about 1,000, but remaining around 326,000. But the extended benefits seem a little more people are on the continuing claims side of it. And we know that some of those long-term unemployment benefits have been cut. What is your sense of the labor market broadly right now, Ataman?
The labor market has been improving, and that's been consistent with what we were seeing in the LEI in the last year. There's, again, going to be monthly volatility because of what's happening to the weather and what's happening in D.C. So they're not kind of immune to the overall conditions. But the biggest question is, you know, will labor market gains translate to income gains for consumers? And there was a little bit of a signal of that. The holiday retail numbers came in better than expected. There seems to be more sustained demand building in the economy, just like the LEI showing us momentum building for 2014. So I think it's worth watching those numbers closely.
The subject that brought you here today was the leading economic indicators, which showed a gain of 0.1%. The forecast range was minus 0.1% to 0.6%, so sort of at the lower end of the range. But I want to ask you about the lagging index and the coincident index. Is there anything we can learn from looking backwards or looking at the coincident index?
Exactly. As you said, the coincident index and lagging index are more backwards looking. The coincident index is the current conditions, and it has been rising steadily. So it is lending support to a recovery that's taking hold and turning into a more sustainable expansion. The lagging indicators kind of really looking backward. They rise after the cycle has already happened, and they kind of confirm what's been happening. And they are lending to that, lending support to that view that what we're seeing with the increasing trend in LEI, then translating into the coincident indicators, are being confirmed by the lagging indicators rising as well.
Ataman, what are the biggest risks to the outlook? You expect GDP to grow by a decent margin this year. What's the biggest risk to your forecast?
When you look at the LEI report, it does kind of help you to pinpoint some areas where there's stress in the economy. And the risky areas are concentrated in, again, the consumer's outlook, which, you know, help us to kind of get a handle on what's going on with the consumer demand and aggregate demand. And that outlook is not really in very healthy expansion. expansion territory right now. Even though there are improvements in consumer confidence, there are improvements in the retail numbers, overall, we're not in kind of a healthy expansion outlook. So consumers is one area for risk. And then the other area is the housing markets. We have residential permits as one of the components, one of the 10 components, and it's been down in the last 2 months. And that points to some concern about whether the housing recovery is going to hold up in 2014 or not.
Well, this might be a good time, in fact, then to bring in our next guest, Michelle Meyer. She's senior U.S. economist at Merrill Lynch. And of course, one of her specialties is housing. Michelle, if you heard what Ottoman said there, he said that one of the risks to their positive GDP outlook is housing. Would you agree?
I would actually tend to disagree. I think that housing will be a positive contribution this year. I feel pretty confident we will see a continued turn higher in home building. I think what worries me is not the direction, it's the pace. We may get a bit more of a gradual increase this year, given some of the challenges with home sales, given the drop in affordability, some frictions in the supply chain and home building. But I do believe the trajectory is upward.
Ottoman, do you agree with that? You say you think the housing recovery is a big risk. What is the risk you see?
I think the recovery could be hurt by, you know, what happens to monetary policy, what happens to the labor market. If you do see sort of a drop-off in the employment trend, a weakening sort of personal income picture, and then suddenly rising interest rates, which, you know, we don't expect, you could sort of see the downside risk to the housing markets.
Michelle?
Well, that would be, I think, in a way, assuming a policy mistake. That the Fed is taking away the stimulus too quickly and the underlying economy actually is too fragile to handle the rise in interest rates, which would then derail the housing recovery. And of course, that is a risk. But if you're assuming that the Fed acts appropriately and keeps policy supportive for the labor market to continue to heal, and for the consumer to continue to look better, as we were discussing before, then I think housing in that environment will continue to do well.
So, Michelle, will we see prices continue to rise? Will we see permit numbers get better after last month's drop?
Well, I think in terms of home prices, we should expect some moderation in the pace of appreciation, but I do think it will remain positive. So the latest prints for home prices show that on a national level, we're running about 14% year-over-year appreciation. That's extremely fast rate of appreciation. I don't think we should expect that to continue. Rather, I think into 2014, we will see a slowdown in prices with appreciation. We're forecasting a 5% this year, which is still a healthy pace of growth, but not quite to the levels that we were seeing in 2013 or even 2012. For home building, there I think we're in the earlier innings of the recovery, particularly for single-family starts. We're still at historically very low levels of single-family starts, and I think there's certainly further upside there.
So you see home prices rising less rapidly than last year, about 5%, but still up nevertheless. Early stages of home building. Ottoman, when you mentioned the consumer outlook and you said earlier that it's not in healthy recovery territory, what are you looking at that? How lackluster? Give us some facts or some figures that help us understand what you mean by that.
So to come back to the LEI, the number that we use as the LEI component is a indicator that we put together from the Consumer Confidence Survey that the Conference Board does and also the University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Survey. If you look at those surveys, drill down into the questions they ask, there are questions on the consumer's specific outlook for economic and business conditions 6 months ahead, 12 months ahead. So combining those numbers, we see that over the last 3 months or 4 months, it has been contributing negatively to the LEI. So that's, you know, really.
And is there a correlation between a declining level of confidence from the consumer and actual spending?
Generally, we see those two closely related. But more importantly, it's the labor market that impacts consumer confidence.
So, Michelle, when you look at the momentum in existing home sales, you said you thought prices won't rise as much, but you do feel that the new housing market, new home sales, that's just the beginning of recovery. How much are demographics figuring into that? We've had many people say there's been delayed home formation, and that's going to be a big factor this year.
I think you are right on in that the main factor driving the trajectory for home building is household formation. At the end of the day, the number of new homes that we need to create are going to be driven by the number of new households that have been formed. And one of the most disappointing developments of the past several years has been extremely low pace of household formation. And I think much of that speaks to the weakness in the economy. It has been a slow jobs recovery. There's a lot of underutilization in the labor market, particularly for the youth population, which is going to be the primary driver of household formation. The good news is that we didn't lose the capacity to form households. I think we've just delayed creating those households. So I do believe that there is pent-up household formation that will be realized over the next several years. And the inventory right now is not prepared to accommodate that gain in household formation, so we will need to build.
So, Michelle, where are you expecting to see the most strength in 2014? Single-family home building, you know, condos, and what about existing home sales versus new home sales?
So I think existing home sales are likely to look softer than new home sales. The gain, if you look at the two markets, typically, historically, they'll trend together because the drivers of existing home sales are going to be very similar to the drivers of new home sales. In this cycle, though, there were differences primarily due to the role of distressed inventory. So the great flow of distressed properties into the market meant that existing home sales actually bottomed earlier than new home sales and have recovered more quickly because there's a greater incentive to clear out that distressed inventory, and we saw pricing that was appropriate to do so. So the recovery in existing home sales has been further along than that of new home sales, and the bottom was reached a lot earlier as well. So we're already at higher levels of existing home sales, and I don't think that there's that much more room to grow from here. I think it'll be a modest improvement from here.
And Michelle, what about the trend? Presumably, prices won't rise as much this year as last, but people saw home prices rise. So maybe people who have been wanting to sell their home for the last 5 or 6 years. In fact, I was out in the Poconos this weekend. It seemed to me all of a sudden I saw a lot more for sale signs out already. Is this something that is going to help keep a lid on home prices, and even with affordability falling a bit, continue to make the market available to people who are, you know, trying to get into a home or people trying to sell?
Well, I think it depends on why those people are selling. Oftentimes, to put your home on the market, you're going to purchase another property. So that's just representing turnover in the housing market, which is actually very healthy. If people are putting their second homes on the market, or they're putting their house on the market and then they're looking to rent somewhere else, then that's additional inventory into the market. There's been so far little signs of excess inventory. In today's report from the National Association of Realtors showed that month supply of existing homes fell back below 5. We're at 4.6 months of supply. That's extremely low levels of inventory, and that means it will be supportive of pricing.
What do you look for when you're trying to model out home sales? Do you look for, you know, an improvement in employment? Do you look for the stock market to continue to go higher? Or are you looking at things like wage and wage inflation?
Well, I think the primary driver of existing home sales is the macro environment, as you suggest. So it's income growth, the unemployment rate, and then you want to look at measures of affordability. Now, affordability will capture income, but it also mortgage rate will matter in that respect. How much can people afford, and how does that compare to the alternative of renting?
Big picture question on GDP, on the economy. What is your team looking for right now, Michelle? We're seeing a bit of a slowdown in China. Some people think that's a threat. You said earlier you think the Fed's going to be skilled in its tapering, not push rates up too much. What kind of growth are we going to see overall in the economy this year?
I'm pretty optimistic for growth this year. I think we can see growth of about 3%, which is a nice improvement from the 1.9% pace that we had forecasted for 2013. And I think it's reasonable to expect that type of growth. Look how we've ended 2013. The second half of the year was about 4%. So that means we have seen some momentum heading into 2014. I think that the consumer looks a lot healthier given the improvement in household balance sheets, and the corporate sector should be prepared to invest.
Michelle Meyer, thank you so much for that primer on the state of our housing market right now.
The Hays Advantage, weekdays at 10 a.m. Eastern, in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 a.m. and 94.5 FM HD2, or on Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119. Copyright 2014, Bloomberg LP.